So the court, having reviewed the evidence and both of the parties, should be commended for the presentation of the case. I'm just going to find that there were no statutory bars to the respondent's application, that the respondent was a credible witness, that the harm the respondent suffered rose to the requisite level to constitute persecution in the First Circuit. With respect to the four particular social groups, with respect to the young women in Brazil without parental protection, the court will find that that is too amorphous and not stated with sufficient particularity, especially with the term young. Furthermore, the respondent has not established she's currently a member of that particular social group and that she would have a well-founded fear based on her membership in that particular social group and that she's no longer a young woman in Brazil without parental protection. Moving on to women family members of senior. The court finds that nuclear family is about a particular social group. It's found in the matter of LEA and other First Circuit cases, including Gabriel Mikel. With respect to this case, the court will find that the respondent does not fit within the particular social group outlined by the respondent, in that LEA directs the immigration judge to conduct an analysis of the relationship to determine whether it satisfies the requirements of the case. And in fact, it does not set specific parameters like must be nuclear family, can't be too attenuated. It simply says that it's to be done on factual case-by-case basis. In this court, the court will find that the relationship between the respondent and the senior was not so innate as to constitute a nuclear family as contemplated by LEA, or even family as contemplated by LEA in the alternative. That society would not recognize the relationship between them and it's not immutable. Therefore, the court will find that that particular social group fails. With respect to Brazilian women viewed as property, this is essentially the particular social group in matter of ARCG. The court is bound to follow, that was overruled by matter of AB. The court is bound to follow matter of AB in this case and is not persuaded by circuit case law Vega Ayala cited by the respondent. In this case, it's the court will find that that's not a valid particular social group under the controlling case law. With respect to Brazilian women, the court will find that this is a valid particular social group, notwithstanding the department's arguments and First Circuit cases in opposition. The respondent's abuser saw her as a woman in Brazil who lacked rights, who lacked protection in his from the government. This was corroborated by the expert testimony at the hearing today, as well as the statements in the campaign and of the current president with respect to the federal government's lack of support for Brazilian women in the society. The court will find the respondent was indeed a member of this particular social group, and that she indeed was persecuted on account of this particular social group, and that the abuser targeted her because he felt that he could exert his power and control over her and her daughter and her children. The court does not find that it is too amorphous or too overly broad. In this case, it is stated with sufficient particularity, and there's the background evidence in the case indicates that Brazilian women are recognized as a discrete entity within society. With respect to government action, the court will find the respondent did not meet her burden to show that the government is unwilling to protect her, but Houston v. Sessions provides that in the alternative she can show disjunctively that the government is unable, and the court will find that there's considerable evidence in the record for the government's ability and against the government's ability to control, to protect the respondent. And the court will find the respondent's, her standard is only to show a preponderance, and the court will find that she has met the standard of preponderance of the evidence that the government would be unable to control her. The court is persuaded in that predominantly by the testimony of the expert opinion, of the expert witness, the fact that 22% of domestic violence complaints lead to investigations, the various police reports in this case, even the arrests of the arrest of the respondent's abuser did not demonstrate the government was able to protect her. Based on that, the court will find that the respondent was a victim of past persecution. Next, the government will find that the department met its burden of proof to rebut that assumption of well-founded fear that she is entitled to. The court will find that the respondent's internal relocation within the country of Brazil is both reasonable and that it would be safe to do so. The evidence that forms that finding focuses certainly on the expert witness testified that the respondent's status as a drug dealer would somehow enable him to find the respondent were she to relocate. However, there's insufficient evidence in the record, and that's too attenuated based on the evidence in the record. It's unclear what level in the drug trafficking trade he was, whether he was a low-level dealer, whether he has connections internationally, what sort of financial resources or communication resources or other resources would be available to a higher level drug kingpin, if you will. Furthermore, the respondent has lived in other places within the country. It's a large country with a population of over 200 million people. The respondent has relatives in other areas of the country. The respondent's abuser is in Rio, outside of the state of Minas Gerais. And as the expert testified, there are domestic violence resources in larger cities, including Belo Horizonte, the capital of Minas Gerais, including women's police stations and other necessary resources. Based on all that, the court will find that the government has successfully rebutted the respondent's presumption of a well-founded fear. Finally, the court will find that, notwithstanding the absence of a well-founded fear in this case, the respondent is entitled to a grant of humanitarian asylum, essentially a Chen grant, based on compelling reasons to the past persecution. It's unquestioned the past persecution in this case was severe. It was prolonged. It was cruel. And it had both immediate and long-lasting effects on the respondent. From the respondent's own testimony to the medical evidence, both from both her mental health records as well as her physical records, the depression and panic attacks that she suffers from today, the physical effects that she feels from the intentional car crash in 2010, the numerous marital rapes, beatings, and gunpoint threats rise to the level of that contemplated by the board in matter of Chen. And based on that, the court would grant humanitarian asylum even in the absence of a well-founded fear of future persecution. The court is not going to reach the applications for withholding and protection under the Convention Against Torture.